speak to the young people. All about ready, are you? Good. Now, in the scriptures, Jesus said to the disciples that before he was to go to the cross, he said that he would send the Spirit of truth, and that he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you of these things to come. Now, Jesus said that before he went to the cross. Now, what do you think Jesus was actually saying there? What was he saying to the disciples? Yes.
He's not saying what he wants them to do, he's telling them what God's saying.
Right, yes. Because he said, I speak not of the things of my own, but what is revealed to me. So what does it mean? What is our understanding then of the Spirit of truth? What is meant by this? The Spirit of truth. Any idea? Cool, we're having a good think now, aren't we?
Not the Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
Well, it says the Spirit of truth. Any idea? Any idea on this, Robert? He would send the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit. So, what does the Holy Spirit minister to us then?
Truth.
Truth. Is that what you were going to say? Right. So he's going to minister to us truth. Now, what does truth do? What does truth do? Yes?
Exposes lies.
Exposes lies. Yes? What else does truth do? Any idea? Yes?
It sets you free.
Because it says in the Bible, if you know the truth, then the truth will set you free. Now, why is it that the Holy Spirit comes or has to come in that way to give us truth, to set us free? Why is he doing this? Any idea? Yes.
So that we won't be kept in bondage like with Satan.
So that we won't be kept in bondage through Satan's work. Exactly right. So we need truth ministered to us. Now, where do we find that truth? Where do we find that truth?
Through Jesus.
Holy Spirit.
Anything else?
In the Bible,
the Word of God. So, if I hold this up to you, am I right in saying that this is truth? Is it truth? Now, you're not just nodding your heads to keep me quiet, keep me happy, or because Mum and Dad is here and they're watching to see what you say. No, this has to be a reality to you. You don't do this because you want to keep the peace. So I better nod my head and say yes. Because God knows if we're really speaking the truth or not. What he wants you to know is that this is truth. And that the truth is going to set you free, it's going to guide you, it's going to lead you in your life. And he says, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit, myself, me, to reveal the reality of this. So that you don't just come along to the meeting and hear the old preacher preaching away week after week. Well, I better say amen to what he's saying, because if we don't, well, you know, I might not be able to come anymore. Or, you know, I better come and just agree with it because it seems to be the right thing to do. And after all, I've been brought up in this church and I don't really know anything else. That's not what it's about. God wants you to know the reality of this, that it's real to you. So that when you face decisions, trials, or you seek God about something, you will know that truth that is in this word being ministered to you in reality. Now, have you ever had to seek God about something to find out whether it's right or wrong? Have you ever had to do that? Yes?
Like, if you hang around with a group of friends, that you have to ask God whether it's right or wrong to hang out with them.
Exactly. Yes. Now, you see, this is an interesting thing with our young people. Very often, when we talk and when we share, this often comes up about other young people that they're with at school, whether they should be with them or not. Or maybe they are being influenced and being carried away at present. And so it's important that we pray for them, that they're not influenced, because that is where the major influences are at school for them, is these other children, these other young people their age. And sometimes for them to be able to say no or to stand apart from that, the enemy uses that. And of course at their age, that is very real. It's not a problem to us because we've moved on. But at their age, they're very impressionable. And this very often comes up, and the pressures, and how the enemy uses this one with them. So this gives us, as we pray one for another, and we certainly should pray for our young people here, that's one of the major battles and trials that they have at school now at their age. And so they need the power of the Holy Spirit. They need Jesus to help them to say no sometimes to these temptations where you get these strong personalities. Have you got at school sometimes some that are like what we call ringleaders? They're controlling, they're strong, and they seem to be able to influence other people with them as well. Do you have some of those people at school? Yeah, they're very strong. Do you know what's actually working through those people? Do you know what's working? Yes, it's the devil. And what else do you know is working?
Demons.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Do you know what that is that's working? That's called control. It's control. It's trying to control you, influence you, draw you into their ways. And that's what we have to battle. And so if you ask Jesus and say, Lord, you put your Holy Spirit within me. You put that truth in me. Help me to say no. Help me not to be drawn in to their ways. And they work in the most subtle ways, don't they? You see? And those controlling people know how to bully other people as well. They know how to try and provoke them, bully them. And all of that is a controlling aspect. And they have this following, don't they? And they all follow them. They dare say no to them, you know? So you don't want to be caught up in that. Because a lot of young people, a lot of youngsters have gone off the rails, as we call that. And that sets them in motion for the rest of their lives. Insecure, impressionable, easily influenced. And so many young people today are so influenced by strong things in society. And of course, you are open to this in the media of today. You have all these very strong influences. And of course, your young friends are very controlled and geared by these pop idols, aren't they? These idols that they have, they follow. And a lot of these, most of these so-called pop idols are terrible example. They really are. They're lost themselves. They're confused themselves. So they only influence other people the same. So the Holy Spirit will do that. And as we've said here, he says he's the Spirit of truth. He's come to lead you and guide you into truth. And sometimes that truth we don't really at the time always want. Oh, I don't want that truth today. I want to do my own thing instead. But keep with it, because you'll find he will preserve you and he will keep you. And listen, it doesn't matter what they think. It doesn't matter what they say about you. All you need to be concerned about is what Jesus thinks about you. And what you don't realise is you probably are more of an influence than those bullies, those control freaks that are at school. You actually are far more of an influence, because that light that is in you is shining in darkness. And God doesn't always let us see that, but I can assure you, if you love the Lord Jesus, you are an influence, you are a light to others. Amen.